This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. American pastor Andrew Brunson has been receiving warm welcome homes from particularly from U.S. President Trump after Brunson returned to the U.S. when he was detained in Turkey for nearly 2 years. Mr. Trump thanked Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for the return of Brunson, who was freed Friday by a Turkish court. Trump noted the U.S. did not negotiate an agreement with Turkey for Brunson's release. The release of Brunson marked the end of a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in jail if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges, allegations Washington called baseless. U.S. President Trump has warned there will be severe punishment for Saudi Arabia if it is determined that Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey.
President Trump says he would be very upset and angry if it turns out that Saudi Arabia ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. But he says they deny it every way you can imagine. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident and critic of the Saudi government, was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, more than a week ago. Since then, reports have emerged that he may have been killed while inside the consulate. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, the president says the Saudi government could be behind Khashoggi's disappearance and vows there will be punishment for whoever is. As for calls from Congress for sanctions against Saudi Arabia, including an end to arms sales, the president says that could hurt American jobs, and he doesn't want to lose an order like that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least 13 people were killed, 21 others wounded in an attack on an election rally in northeastern Afghanistan Saturday afternoon. Officials in the province said most of the victims were civilians, except two policemen and one person from the Afghan intelligence agency, NDS. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban held a new round of direct talks this week in Qatar, where the two sides agreed to continue the dialogue process to promote a negotiated settlement to the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman, while announcing details of Friday's meeting, the second in less than 3 months, said the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghan Peace led his delegation, who heads the Taliban's political office in the Gulf state, and led a six-member team in the talks. Taliban representatives told the American delegation the presence of foreign forces in Afghanistan is a major obstacle to a way of finding the real peace. The death toll from Hurricane Michael stands at 17, with federal officials warning the number is almost certain to rise as recovery efforts continue. Florida Governor Rick Scott has toured Mexico Beach, the town where the monster storm made landfall this week in the Florida Panhandle. State officials say nearly 300 people in Mexico Beach ignored mandatory evacuation orders, and it's unclear if many got out at the last minute. In Mexico Beach, there is deep.
You know, our lives, everything we have is gone now and stuff. We lost all our cars, everything and stuff. And so it's sort of just hard to realize just what just happened.
Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are without power from Florida North through Georgia North and South Carolina and Virginia. A report in the Washington Post says that the Trump administration is actively considering plans that could again separate families at the U.S.-Mexico border. Citing anonymous sources, the report says that the plans are under consideration because of the soaring numbers of families who are trying to enter the United States from Mexico. One plan, the sources say, would allow the government to confine asylum seekers' families for up to 20 days and then give them two choices. One choice would have parents remaining in a government detention with their children as their cases proceed through the court system, a process that could take months or years. And the other choice would give parents the option of allowing their children to be taken to government shelters where relatives or guardians could seek custody of those children. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service says it has recovered the bodies of three migrants, but feared that another 17 were missing in the Mediterranean Sea. This is the latest on the migrant crisis. The service says that it is rescuing crafts and found bodies in water near a sinking boat it intercepted east of the Strait of Gibraltar. Rescuers said they saved 36 men of sub-Saharan origin from the boat. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.